I am Pastor Williams of New Macedonia Baptist Church, and we are excited and glad to be here this morning. Amen. I'm grateful and thankful for New Macedonia as they support and follow their pastor. It's awesome. Well, we come. I won't be long. I come just to bring a word. I love y'all, Pastor. Pastor Cade is awesome. Y'all have an awesome pastor, awesome man of God. Let's pray. Lord, we come now just to say thank you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we come now just to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for another chance. I thank you for another chance to bring forth your word. Lord, I ask that you would decrease me and increase your anointing, that your people will hear only from you and nothing from me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to talk briefly from Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. And my topic is going to be, are you following Jesus? And it's a question that we have to ask ourselves, are you following Jesus? In this particular lesson, we're going to read about Jesus. He started off in this chapter talking to the crowd among the lake. And then after he taught, is where our lesson is going to begin this morning. It's when he taught, he told Simon to launch out into the deep waters. And that's where we're going to start today. So we'll read from 4 through 11. Well, I'll read. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets broke. And they brought unto their partners, which were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinner, sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished and all that were with him at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So my topic really comes out of verse 11. Are you a follower of Jesus? Out of what I read, we're going to talk about 3 points on if you're a follower of Jesus. And the first one is obedience. Simon had to obey what Jesus said. But if we go back up, even before we get into verse 4, if you go back up to the beginning of the chapter, Jesus was teaching to the multitude. He got into Simon's boat. Was it coincidence that he got into Simon's boat? He had already had an encounter with Simon, but Simon had not yet left his job. His job, that was his business. Him, John, that was their job, their business was a fisherman. But Jesus had already had one encounter with Simon. But this encounter changed his life. He became a follower of Jesus. So you ask yourself, a lot of people have encountered Jesus, but have they begin to follow Jesus? Are you doing that? Because it's two different things. This is not the first time Simon Peter had an encounter. It may not be the first time you had an encounter, but a lot of people have encountered Jesus. A lot of people have experienced the power of God, but are you following God? It's a difference. It's a difference in knowing the power, knowing who Jesus is, but following Jesus is a different level. And that's what happened to Simon right here. He became a follower. The multitude heard the word. They were drawn to Jesus' spirit. They were drawn to hear the teachings. We are all drawn to hear the teachings. We all come on Sundays. We come on Wednesday nights. We come to church different nights to hear the word. But are we following Jesus? The multitude came to hear. But Peter didn't even know that he was about to have an encounter with Jesus to become a follower. I call it churchgoers. When someone just goes to church, they come to church on a religious basis to just come. We hear the word as if we're doing God a favor by coming into the house. God wants followers of him. Follow Jesus. So this morning, that's the question. That's what our lesson is about, following Jesus. Not just hearing the word. You have to be a doer of the word, not just coming on a religious basis. I'm coming to church. I'm coming to hear the word. But eventually, there should be change take place that makes you a follower, a disciple of Jesus. So that's what we're talking about this morning. So let's go on down to verse 4. What Jesus has taught the multitude. Simon Peter has heard it because he told him that he had got into Simon Peter's boat. They went out a little ways where everyone could hear, including Simon Peter. He heard it, but he had an encounter after he heard it. In the encounter, he came and he said, now, in verse 4, now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. If you go on over to verse 5, he said, and Simon answered, and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Obedience is the first step to following Jesus. It's obedience. Simon, you have to look, you have to picture this. They have been toiling all night. When Jesus came up, they were finished. They were washing the nets. They were done. They had washed the nets. Jesus asked Simon Peter to get in the boat, come out so that he could teach the people. And now Jesus is asking him to do something else. He's been on the water all night long. He's tired, weary. How many of y'all have been out? You're tired, you're weary. You've been going through the same thing over and over. Now, here comes Jesus. Now he's telling him to pull your boat out a little bit that he can teach. Then he had to teach. Then after he taught, he asked him to go back out into the water. Could you imagine that? You've been up all night. You've been working all night. You've been moving all night. And then here comes the Spirit is unctioning you to do something. Because Jesus left us the Holy Spirit. He's unctioning you to do something that's going to change your life. That's going to change you forever. Could you imagine? He didn't know this at the time. He said, but at your word, he did it. How many of us are obeying the word of God? Are we obeying what the scripture is saying? Revelations teaches us, he said, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Are you obeying what the Spirit is saying to you? Salvation is a personal gift to each individual. It's personal. I can't go in off of your salvation. You can't go in off of mine. But right here, Jesus is showing Simon Peter the way is to just obey him. If he just obey. A lot of us say, well, I'm following Jesus. I'm trusting God. But are you obeying these simple steps? If you're not following these steps, obedience is first. The Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. You have to obey. Your first step is to obey what the Spirit is saying. We come, we give our life to Christ. We become believers. Now we have to walk in obedience to the Spirit. Does that make sense? It's okay to just talk a little. It's okay. Everybody's so still. But, I mean, and you want obedience. The first step is obedience. Simon Peter had to obey. From toiling all night, he was tired. He was weary. He had washed the nets. He was tired. He sat here as Jesus taught a message. Now Jesus wants him to go back on the water after he done worked all night. He done toiled all night. In our lives, we toil a lot. We toil. We have things going on. It's always something going on. We got this. We got the kids. We got family. We got work. We got grandkids. Or what? Just whichever way, you know. It's something all the time that we're doing. But is the Spirit unctioning us to do something? Or are we going to obey it? Because it could change our lives forever. We become obedient to the Spirit. This is the first step of following Jesus. If you can't obey, you're never going to get anywhere. If you don't obey what God is leading you to do, how will you ever grow farther in Him? Obedience. Obedience is first. We have to obey. If we don't obey, we cannot follow Jesus. So look at yourself and say, well, if I'm not obeying, so am I following Christ? Or I'm obeying, so I'm following Christ. And God is not going to always ask us to do something easy. This wasn't easy for Simon Peter. But he did it because who Jesus was. And you see, he said, Master, because you said it. So we already know he knew who Jesus was because he called him Master. Do you know who Jesus is? The first step to obey Jesus, you're not going to obey him if you don't know who he is. You have to know who Jesus is to obey. Obedience. Let's go on down to our next step. Confession. You have to confess. And in verse 6 it says, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Now you have to picture this. Picture this. They have toiled all night. And this same, like, they didn't go to a different lake. They didn't go anywhere different. They went to Jesus. They simply did exactly what Jesus asked. And the nets were, they were so full that they began to break. They had to call the other boats. They filled both ships from just obedience, obeying Jesus Christ, obeying the Spirit of God is what caused what they saw. If they never would have went out, if Peter would say, you know, not today, this is just not a good day for me, let's just try this again. You miss the move of God. You miss what God wanted to show you in that very moment. Because we listen to the flesh. The flesh gets tired. We get tired. We get weary. But the Spirit is always strong. All we have to do is follow Jesus. All we have to do is walk after the Spirit of God. It's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always go the way we want it to go. But if we follow Jesus, we're talking about being a follower of Jesus. And they had no, they was astonished at all the fish that they caught. But they went, Jesus, but you have to look at what Jesus said. He said, lunge out into the deep waters. We can't stay on the shallow grounds. You can't stay shallow. You can't stay a baby in Christ forever. You can't stay on milk. You got to eventually pick up meat. And as you pick up meat, then you begin to walk a little deeper into the water. You begin to walk deeper into Jesus Christ. You begin to follow him more. Your relationship becomes more intimate. Your prayer life grows. Your studies, they grow. The word becomes more alive to you. And the closer you get to God, it seems like the harder it gets. You know why? Because the enemy is going to be after your relationship with God. He's going to cause things to try to hinder you, to stop you. But the deeper you go in Christ, the more God is going to show himself mightier in your life. This is a personal walk. Well, you can't follow Jesus. You can't follow Jesus with husband and wife. You have to follow Jesus for yourself. Can't follow with brothers and sisters. You have to, this is a personal question to each individual. Are you following Jesus? Not is mama following Jesus? Not is daddy following Jesus? Not is your husband or wife following Jesus? You, as an individual, are you following Jesus? Are you seeing the power of God move in your life? Simon Peter saw the power of God move in his life because of obedience. You should see the same things. Now, granted, everybody's not a fisherman. But in your life, your everyday walk, you should see God moving. You should see the power of God in what you're doing as you follow him. You should see it. It should make sense to you, because if you're walking after the spirit and not the flesh, then God is leading and guiding you. Even when things get hard or troubles come, you're still protected because you're following Christ. We're talking about true followers, true disciples of Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus is looking for. That's what God wants. True disciples, true obedient. That's going to be obedient, going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Simon Peter saw this would never happen if Jesus did not come and tell him to lunch out, because he never would have went back out. He never would have did it out of self. God got all the glory. God wants all the glory out of our lives. If we'll just confess, it's all God. It's none of us. Everything that God does in our life, God does it. We don't do anything without him. Have you ever noticed God is the strongest in your life when you're weak? That's why. He's the strongest when you're weak, because he gets all the glory. He's showing you, I am God. God keeps you in your weakest time. Amen. It's just awesome. Let's go on down to number three, commitment. God needs commitment from his people. We have to be committed to God. If we never commit, we'll never commit to anything else. Verse 9. For he was astonished, and all that were where they were with him, and the draught of the fish which they had taken, and so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Look right here. They were astonished at what Jesus did. They were astonished. They didn't try to take any glory. They didn't try to figure out nothing. All they could do was see Jesus. But it also showed them their selves. If you look over at Isaiah, God gave me this verse in Isaiah. Chapter 6, verse 5. Then said, I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Peter seen that. Simon seen that when they launched out into the deep waters and caught the drought. He saw it. It was no hesitation. You have to remember, Simon Peter had already had an encounter. But this encounter changed his life. He launched out into the deep with Jesus Christ. Have you launched out into the deep? Has it changed your life? When you launch out into the deep, you see Jesus Christ for exactly who he is. Because when you're in the deep waters, your feet are no longer on the ground. You can't touch the bottom. You're in the deep. That means you're trusting God completely. We don't start off that way. No Christian starts off that way. When you come to Jesus Christ, the word draws you through the powerful messages that Pastor Cade preaches, and you come up and you give your life to Christ. You begin to study and learn the word of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's what grows your faith. That's what grows your trust, hearing God's word. You assemble together. That's why the word said, fail not to assemble yourself. That you can fellowship, grow together. But as you grow, you begin to see yourself, just as Isaiah did. Then I said, whoa, it's me, for I am undone. You see yourself. You don't see anybody else. You see you. Isn't it amazing how we can point our finger and see somebody else's wrongdoing and not see our own? But when we read the word, you see yourself. My undone. I'm so unclean. Isaiah saw himself. Peter saw himself. He said he kneeled down. He said he wasn't even worthy. Because he saw the power of God move in his life. He saw that God didn't just care about his spiritual life. He cared about his natural life, his physical life. God don't just want us to be, he can't, when we come to Jesus Christ, he don't just build us scripture, he builds us all around. Everything just seems to come together because we're trusting him. When we're walking after the Spirit, we can't just walk about the Spirit on Sundays and Wednesdays. We have to walk in the Spirit every day on our jobs, with our kids, at home. Everything we do, we have to walk with Jesus Christ to see the power of God. Peter was, this was his business. This was his job. And look what Jesus did. He moved right then. God wants to move in our lives if we will just obey and commit to him. We have to obey and confess that he is God. I can't do it without you. Peter toiled all night. Nothing happened. But when he ran into Jesus, his whole life was changed. Have you ran into Jesus today that your whole life has changed? Are you truly following Jesus? Are you truly a disciple of Jesus Christ? After Peter seen these three things, after he saw, after he obeyed, after he confessed, and after he committed to Jesus Christ, Jesus said, then, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. He made him a fisher of men. He became a disciple. And look at the next verse. This is awesome. Verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Everything they were doing, everything they had, they stopped and they followed Jesus. Nothing else mattered. Nothing else was more important. I know what you're thinking. He's telling me to quit my job. No, I'm not. They followed you. Forsake all. Put nothing before God. The Bible teaches us that he's a jealous God and he wants nothing before him. I'm not saying go quit your job. I'm saying don't put your job before God. Don't put anything that you have before God. Anything that you put before God is idol worship. Everything we do, put God first in it. Everything. And we too will be followers of Jesus if we put him first in everything. We will see God move powerfully in our lives if we put him first. But I want to draw your attention to one more thing. He said, now, henceforth, that will be, you will catch men. That is what God has assigned all of us to do. Once we have come to Jesus, we have come into the knowledge of Christ, we're obeying, we're following him, we're confessing that we can't do it without him, it's nobody, it's nothing more important. He's first in our lives. Now, we become fishers of men. We become those fishermen. We become that light that can't be hidden. We become that church that sits up on a hill that can't be hidden. In our everyday walk, we're walking after the Spirit of God. We become strong witnesses for Jesus. Can I tell you, you can't witness within the four walls? You cannot do it. If we're all believers in the four walls, then that means you have to go outside to reach the lost. That's the Great Commission. Seek and save that which is lost. Fellowship is awesome. We come into the church to be filled, to go out, to pour out. We become witnesses for Jesus Christ. I know when you say witness, somebody says, well, he wants me to go knock on doors. No, you don't have to knock on a door. You can, people you encounter every day, family members, friends, people that you talk to, you can share the love of Christ with them. You can share Jesus. When you become a follower of Jesus, you want to see others come to Jesus. So let's walk in that committed place for Jesus. Let's be true followers, true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that something was said to help your people on today. Lord, I pray that they would take this word and apply it to their lives, that they will become even more greater followers and disciples for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.